thanks to a 3-0 win over the Chicago Wolves yesterday. 6 consecutive wins for the Flames, and it's time for the Farm Report. We welcome in Bill Arnold from the Adirondack Flames. He joins us here on Hockey Central at noon. Bill, how are you, man? Thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. Happy to be on with you today.
Seems like things are rolling for your team right now.
Yeah, we're on a really good streak here. We had a good 5-game road trip where we went 5-0, and we continued it up last night with a home win.
So, first of all, take us back to last night, the first shutout of the season for Joni Ortio. You beat Chicago 3-0. Take us through what we saw yesterday.
Like you said, Orts was fantastic in net for us. You're never going to lose a game if you don't give up a goal. So that was great. And I think last night was just a kind of we outworked the other team, I thought. Everyone through the lineup gave their effort. And when you have that and you're playing within the system in the right way, good things are going to happen.
So what's been going so well for your group of late?
I think just, you know, with the team coming to Adirondack and a lot of new players, new coaches, there was going to be an adjustment period there at the beginning. But I think everyone's just becoming more and more comfortable with each other and holding each other accountable and getting more comfortable with the system that we're playing. And I think the results are showing that.
Well, and you're doing it without players like Marcus Granlund, Michael Ferland, Josh Juris, Max Reinhart, Sven Berchi, all up with the big Flames right now. How much more impressive is that you're doing it pretty shorthanded right now?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to, with our team, we're able to roll 4 lines. We've had new guys come in from Colorado, and it's been great. They've stepped right up and accepted the challenge, and then new guys, with those guys getting called up, guys have accepted bigger roles, and it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
With Bill Arnold of the Adirondack Flames, the start to the season, not great for your group. 3-6-1. Take us back to then and maybe why the struggles off the start to the season.
Just like I was kind of saying, I'm not sure everyone was really comfortable with each other. Trying to figure out line combinations and where guys are going to be and exactly how you want to play the system. There's going to be an adjustment period, and it's a long season. So a couple losses, a few losses there at the beginning of the season. We didn't kill ourselves. We learned from it. We didn't get down in the dumps. We stayed positive and made sure that we just started to correct those things that we were doing wrong and just tried to keep getting better every day in practice and during games.
So it can be when you throw that many different guys together. Like sometimes you hear a lot about chemistry, you hear a lot about getting to know one another, but that really was a factor for your group early on, hey?
I think so. I think it's going to be like that with any team, just whether it's a line mate, knowing kind of their tendencies and how they like to play and certain places they like to be on the ice and just knowing how to communicate with guys and stuff like that and how to approach guys when you have questions or criticism or anything like that. I think there's going to be a growing period in there. But now I think everyone's comfortable with each other and we're just going to keep plugging away here.
And adjusting to a new coach too, right? Not just you, but the entire team.
Yeah. I mean, not only do we have to adjust to him, he has to adjust to us. But like I said, he's right off the bat with those few losses. He was our leader, and Coach Huska made sure that we knew that you know, we couldn't get down the dumps with a few early losses in the beginning of the season. He kind of corrected the mistakes and showed us on film and in practice the things we were doing wrong. And I think the guys have done a good job responding to that and correcting things that we might not have been doing great at the beginning of the season.
He's Bill Arnold of the Adirondack Flames joining us here on Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. So tell me what it's like playing for Ryan Huska, the type of coach he is, and just how you've kind of enjoyed it through your first 17 games.
It's been great so far. I love the style of coaching he brings. He's really good at motivating the guys, and you know, he's a great teacher. He's very approachable. And if you have questions, you can go ask him, and he'll go over film with you. And having a coach that's willing to really sit down and talk you through your game, it's really helpful. So it's so far, it's been great.
So how does he want this team to play? What type of brand of hockey is he preaching?
Well, first of all, it starts with hard work. If you don't come in and compete, you're not gonna thrive in the system we play. And we're not the type of team that's gonna go out there and try to trade chances and trade odd man rushes with the other team. We're gonna play very disciplined, hard nosed, in your face hockey, and we're gonna wear you down throughout the game and force turnovers and get our chances that way.
I'm really curious about him and your observations on him as a teaching coach, because so much of what a coach does in the American League is prepare players for that next level. What about him in terms of teaching and helping you progress and improve? How has he been there?
Well, like I mentioned before, just whenever he's an approachable guy, and
right,
he's trying to sit down and take the time, whether it's before practice or after practice or on the ice during the practice, to walk you through any questions you might have or just whether you want to go ask him, you know, coach, what am I doing wrong or what do I need to improve on? And he'll tell you what he thinks, and then he'll also help you and tell you things to do to help improve your game.
In conversation with Bill Arnold of the Adirondack Flames, former Calgary Flames draft pick in his first professional season, he joins us here on Hockey Central at noon. Okay, so you take a look at you know, the scoring list and the group of forwards. You and Ben Hanowski each have 9 points. Corbin Knight and Kenny Agostino have 8 points. You see Garnet Hathaway, Bryce Van Brabant, Emile Poirier, they've all got 7. Like, it looks like a pretty deep group from our standpoint, but that's from afar. You're on the team. How deep is this group of forwards?
Like I said, we're a team that likes to wear teams down, so to do that, we have to play 4 lines. And I think, like you said, we have a lot of guys with points, and that's just a kind of a testament to the depth. We're able to any line that's on the ice is a threat to score, and it's a lot of fun to play hockey like that, because you don't have to count on one or two guys to score every night. We're a threat, and anyone on our team can be a threat to contribute night in and night out.
You talk a lot about, you know, the work ethic and that's that part of the group, but what about the skill that this team has up front? How much skill do you see from this group of forwards?
I definitely think we have tons of skill. I mean, a lot of guys, I guess you could say a lot of our higher skilled guys are got call-ups, but like I said before, guys have stepped up. And, I mean, you see, like, Benny Hanowski had a hat trick a couple games ago. Corbin Knight's had a couple goals in his last few games. And there's definitely skill up front, but the type of play style that we were kind of thriving for is hard work, get in your face, kind of respect the game, play the right way. And then when you create those turnovers and get the puck in the offensive zone after you've worked hard, that's when you can let your skill come into play.
Joni Arttio picks up his first shutout last night and hasn't allowed more than 3 goals in his last 5 games. How good has he been in between the pipes of late?
He's been a rock back there. And then when you have a goalie that's hot and stopping everything that's coming his way, that's huge confidence for the rest of the team. And it starts with him back there. He's been fantastic, and we got to just make sure we keep playing strong defensively in front of him, and make sure that we can get some goals on the board, because we know right now if we get 2 or 3 goals, he's not letting anything in. So it's been great.
Just a few more with Bill Arnold of the Adirondack Flames. 3 goals, 9 points in 16 games for you. How are you feeling in your first professional season?
It's been good. I think I kind of had a little transition there at the beginning and wasn't playing kind of up as well as I think that I could have. But one of the things for me is I just want to make sure I'm playing the game the right way and going out there and playing a two-way game and playing within the system. And if I do that, then the offensive things will kind of take care of themselves. I've never really been a guy that just focuses on points. I want to make sure I'm playing the right way and helping the team in other ways, doing the little things.
What are your observations of the brand of hockey and the difficulty, the skill level, all that of playing in the American League?
It's definitely different than college, just in terms of especially the amount of games. I'd pretty much be halfway through a college season at this point in terms of games played. So just making sure I'm mentally prepared night in and night out for the games. And then another thing is just, you know, everyone, the AHL is a great league and it's got great players and great coaches, but no one's end goal is to stay in the AHL. Everyone's competing for the same job on your own team and the teams you're playing against. Everyone wants to make it to the NHL. So you just have to make sure you come and you're 100% competitive every night.
You mentioned the adjustment to playing more games and the far more intense schedule. What other adjustments have there been, not just on the ice, but overall in going from being a full-time college player to now being a full-time pro?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously on the ice, guys are bigger, faster, older, and all that, so you have to adjust to that. And then there's just, like, little lifestyle changes in terms of finding a place to live and figuring out, you know, just places to go around your house. In college, you'd have the dorm that was all set up for you and the cafeteria right there. So there's just little things there that you have to learn how to do, but that's just part of growing up and becoming a professional hockey player.
How was your first NHL training camp?
It was a rush. It was you can only kind of pick guys' brains heading into it to try to figure out what it's going to be like, but you have to kind of experience it for yourself. And it was a lot of fun, and I thought I did a good job of kind of displaying who I am and what I am as a player. And it was a learning experience, and I definitely learned a lot, and it's going to help me as I go on here in my career.
So what was the message to you as you got assigned to the American League to start the year? What was the message to you from the coaching staff?
They it was a completely positive message. It wasn't a bad thing at all, and it was just kind of you got to go and earn your stripes and work to make sure you're working to get better every day. And there's specific things that I know I have to work on to improve my odds of making it to the next level. And those are the things you have to do down here in the AHL.
Well, I really appreciate the time this afternoon, Bill. Just a quick thought as we wrap up. Have you paid much attention to your boy Johnny Gaudreau and what he's done so far to start the season in Calgary?
I have been following him. He had a pretty nice shootout goal last night.
Yeah, that was all right. A couple of people made notice of that. He's had an all right start to the season. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for doing this today. Really appreciate it. Continued success in Adirondack, and good luck throughout the rest of the season. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.